This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Bob Edwards. The U.S. economy is in a recession and has been since March, according to a panel of economists. The National Bureau of Economic Research said yesterday that the September 11th terrorist attacks contributed to the decline in the economy. Although some analysts believe the recession will end by March, many expect the nation's unemployment rate to continue rising. Last month, the rate jumped to 5.4%, the highest since 1996. But the attacks also have led to a renewed interest in working for the federal government. NPR's senior correspondent Juan Williams visited a job fair near Washington, D.C., where government recruiters were handling the longest lines.
Yeah, I'm trying to decide whether to change careers, but I'm interested in the federal government.
The majority of these jobs are nationwide, but we have a lot of them here. We're actually right in Washington, D.C. What are you doing right now?
I'm currently unemployed, trying to get in.
The ads for this job fair in Crystal City, Virginia, were aimed at young people, but a mostly mid-career crowd is here, waiting anxiously to talk with employers. The busiest booths feature recruiters from government agencies. Recruiters like Ed Martin with the U.S. Coast Guard say a surge in patriotism is a major reason for the rising popularity of government jobs.
We've been getting a different response since September the 12th, actually.
What happened?
We've been getting a lot of people that come into the office. People want to come into the military. They want to see what the military's all about.
And do they want to do anything, or are there special things? Do they want to go overseas and fight the enemy, or do they want to protect the coast? What do they want to do?
I have actually seen the majority of these people want to stay here in the continental United States, guarding our shores here.
Besides the Coast Guard, the State Department, the Defense Intelligence Agency, the Post Office, the IRS, the Labor Department, the Department of Defense, and several government contractors are recruiting at this fair. But most of the job hunters, even those with flags on their lapels, say patriotism is not the primary force driving them to sign up for government work. Rather, it's the appeal of a steady paycheck. One man looking for work is 27-year-old Kavanaugh Gray.
Something someone told me recently was that keep your eyes open for government, because the government always has money.
Gray recently moved to Washington, D.C. from Chicago.
I think the events of September 11th, as well as just the changing economic climate, has caused myself, as well as a lot of other people, to really expand their scope.
Hi, my name is Arvind Deshpande. I'm from College Park, Maryland. I was working in St. Louis, Missouri, and now I'm laid off, so I'm like looking for jobs again.
And why does the government hold some special interest for you? Because as you can see, looking around, at all these booths with all these blue and white curtains, you just see long lines of people.
When it comes to government jobs, I think they are more stable than all other jobs. And right now I have the experience of getting laid off once, so I don't want to do that again.
My name is Sue Lee. I'm from Silver Spring, Maryland, and I'm 23.
Sue, as a recent college grad, how has the appeal of government jobs changed for you?
They're very appealing now. At first, I was not interested looking at them at all. Now I'm only targeting government jobs, and hopefully I'll land one soon.
My name is Ramona Perry. I'm from Washington, D.C., and I'm 37. I come from a family of civil servants, so there are always benefits to working for the government, and I think the freebies and the wonderful lax environment of the private sector might not be there any longer. So,
prior to September 11th, Ramona Perry was certain that by now she'd have a job.
Especially because of the holidays, summer vacations, people go back to work, they're looking to fill positions, and it's had a negative impact, most definitely. I've only had a few interviews since then.
Perry has extensive job experience, including international work. That's good for agencies like the State Department, which hopes to hire 1,200 Foreign Service officers over the next 3 years, plus fill other embassy jobs created since the breakup of the Soviet Union. So tired recruiter Carmen Cantor is pleased to have boxes full of resumes by the end of her day.
It has been crazy.
You look exhausted, Carmen.
I am exhausted. You have seen it. The lines have been, nonstop since 11 o'clock in the morning. We haven't had a chance to take a break. We're running out of materials. As a matter of fact, we ran out of materials.
But Cantor is surprised that this job fair drew few recent graduates.
I only talked to one person who is finishing her master's degree. From what I see, there is a lot of people that have lost jobs. You know, I've heard this morning from a person who used to work in the travel agency business. I've seen attorneys. Just 5 minutes ago, I had two attorneys talking to me. Many, many different people looking for jobs.
Okay. I'm just curious, are you actually recruiting for any communications positions?
Not for communications positions. We have foreign service officers. We also have...
This fair brings the big crowd of job seekers one step closer to the security and the stability of a government job. But most left without any promises and every bit as insecure as when they came. I'm Juan Williams, NPR News, Washington.